Bager, which is going to start this year. Let's see the top ratio of Ches. Start with Avogad Avraham. And Simon Tov Reish Yud Ches Sivkot Yud. As you can imagine, these are halachas of Yom Kippur, someone of the chol of Yom Kippur. And the Magen Avraham writes Tov Reish Yud Ches Sivkot Yud towards the very end of the Simon Chol Sheochal. So you don't have to mention Yalav Yavu and benching, as we all know. What about Kiddush? Says the Magen Avraham, as far as Kiddush is concerned, no. Ein tzarach l'kaddish. B'shivul elekat kaddishim rabavik de katz. Kevin shayom gorom lo isurak shepikuach nevish gorom lo heter. Havel de day kachol. Ein bo lo kiddish alakos. V'lo askobe b'chas avazim. No mitzvah eat, just a mitzvah pikuach nefesh. Then the Magen Avraham goes and says as follows. Akoponim etzor l'kaddish. Yiba yalav yavu. No kiddish. Why? Tishlochosh lebrocha levatol. Since it's a machloikas, many say you should not make kiddish. You shouldn't make kiddish because you're afraid of brocha levatol. Comes up Akiva Eger, the following line. Efshe the zeo rak biyom ekipurim de alma keva the kiddush under the rabbanon lo tiknu klal kiddush biyom ekipurim avo biyom ekipurim shachal b'shabes the chiyuv olav ben dorais al the kaddish. So maybe you have to make kiddush. Maybe this year, that's what we're going to speak about. Maybe you have to make kiddush of b'kivegim. Ula sovrim the end kiddush al b'makom suda how the rabbanon. Those of old, we think everyone holds that way. In case of those who did the rabbanon, Yeshloma the yotz dechiv the rice the baskaras Shabbos betfila im mechaven lotzeis. So you can be yotzim with davening marav this Friday night. Ulegabed the rabbanon we can yom kippur the alma, so you wouldn't have to make kiddush in that kind of a situation because they would never be talking it on the plane yom kippur. Gamish Loma, the doctor may tell you, make your purim, no tiklu kiddush klal. Because up here, you don't eat. And it's also Yom Chol, like I'm a big the cats. But Shabbos, it's like Konas Chazal, but Chol Shabbos, you're a kiddush, you're welcome Suda. Mele Gam Shabbos, Ebe Chlal. Vezeh Chol, Chal, Chiyuv, the Shabbos, I'll go upon us over, then kiddush, you're welcome Suda, whom in a Torah. Yesh Loma, the Torah, the Kaddish Kanal, because you davening, you didn't help in davening. Because that would not welcome Suda. So if you're not, if you're healthy, there's no chiyuv, because there's no Suda. But now that you're sick, you have to have a Suda. So there's a chiyuv kiddush, unbelievable. As I stated, Rabbi Kivega on the spot, right over here, Tim and Tov, Reish Yud Ches. The very end of the Simon, going on the Magen Avraham's comment, Sivkoton Yud. That's what it says. Now, Halacha Lamaisa. The minhag is not that way. And the reason is, as was mentioned before, based on the Oros HaMeach. Oros HaMeach says, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the mitzvah Shem, we have to be the spalas. I'm sure you all daven with tremendous kavana for the Binyan HaMikdash. That's one of the main themes of the davening. Malchus and Shofaris, it's all about, we're waiting for the imminent arrival of the Mashiach and the proclamation of Hashem's kingdom over the entire world. It can still happen this week. So Meheri Yibon HaMikdash this week. So this Shabbos is going to be Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol will come in, he has to do all the Avodah Yom Kippur. Everyone knows that. Right? What about Avodah of Shabbos? Yom HaShabbos Shnei Chavosim, right? We say all that. Right? Will the Kohen Gadol have to do those Avodahs or not? What do you think? Depends if the Rambam has his way. The Rambam says, yes! And the Mefarshim say, why? But the fact that Shabbos is a fluke. It's not a Yom Kippur de Gavodah, it's a Shabbos de Gavodah. By quirk, it happens. It's going to happen four out of the next 5 years, as a matter of fact. So Mashiach comes anytime soon, part of the 5 year plan. So we have, it's going to be an issue right away. But Rabosai, it's also a fluke. Kamzor Samech, and that Rambam in the Rabosai says, no, it's not a fluke. We don't consider this to be two separate kedushas, a Shabbos and a Yom Kippur, that so happen to coincide for the same day. No, the kedusha of Shabbos as an independent entity does not exist, nor of Yom Kippur does not exist, but they merge into one entity, to one unit. Not Shabbos plus Yom Kippur, Shabbos slash Yom Kippur. That's why the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodas of Shabbos, because there's no independent Yom Kippur, independent Shabbos. It's one and the same. And therefore, he has to do the Avodah of Shabbos when it falls out on Yom Kippur as well. Therefore, he writes, Animore, based on this, that someone is sick, Shabbos Yom Kippur, you do not make Kiddush. I, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing as Zochos Yom HaShabbos. This doesn't exist. Doesn't exist in the Shabbos. Finished. Doesn't exist. This being the case for both sides, we could also go against an interesting psak. There's a thing called the Luach Eretz Yisrael. I believe it's of Tukachinsky. Am I correct? I think so. Luach Eretz Yisrael. I think so. So if you get your hands on it, I appreciate it. If you get your hands on this, yes, a copy. If you can get it, maybe it's online. Maybe. My doubts. Huh? Luach Eretz Yisrael for this year. That'll be pretty quick, but maybe. According to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, quoting from a previous year, they quote a chumrah from Rabbi Avraham Shag, who I believe was the Rebbe Rav Zonnefeld, who said this year, before a person davens Ma'ariv, instead of having mind hidden in Mukha Mzuman, Lekayim Mitzvah Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. Wow. The question becomes, as we mentioned from Rav Sternberg already earlier, who knows it in this? I mean, who ever heard of this? We don't have this kavana, so we all mevatel the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of zochas yom haShabbos l'kacho. So there are two answers. One is what I told you already last time about richus. If kavana stam works. That's my whole Shabbos shiur was about that. Kavana stam works. However, the alternative is that on this particular Shabbos there's no chiyuv kiddush at all. Even if you eat, there's no chiyuv kiddush. So kav v'chomer, if you're fasting, there's no chiyuv kiddush. It's not Shabbos independently; it's Shabbos slash Yom Kippur. The Shut Har Tzvi, Simon Kuf Nun, he says something like this, and it's for a similar question. They asked the Shuvas Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. They asked him, according to Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish holds Chatz Yishia Mutter Min HaTorah. So if you have less than a koseves, it's mutter, no isa derais. So it's the following remarkable question. The Rambam writes. It is a chi of Doraisa to have a kazayas on Shabbos. It's a Rambam Nichos Shavuos, I believe. You have to have a kazayas for Doraisa. So every Jew should have a kazayas of bread and Yom Kippur Shechalas for Shabbos, thereby fulfilling the Doraisa obligation of Suda Shabbos. And at the same time, avoiding any Doraisa prohibition of eating Yom Kippur, because according to Rish Lakish, Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. And somehow it strikes us as being incorrect. I mean, we were never in Rish Lakish's Beis Medrash, but somehow we intuit that they didn't give out kazaysim in Rish Lakish's Beis Medrash in this kind of a year. Okay, what's this? To eat. I'm healthy. Yeah, I know, but you got to fulfill the mitzvah. Somehow we got the impression it wasn't done. So why not? So it's the Babich Rebbe answered the Tzemach Tzedek, as it's quoted by the Har Tzvi, no, on this particular Shabbos, there is no din of Suda Shabbos. Because it merges with Yom Kippur, they're indistinguishable. They're inextricably connected to one another. There's no chiyuv of Suda Shabbos this kind of a year. After saying that, he's still bothered if a person is healthy. If he's healthy, so he has to eat. Excuse me, that's if he's healthy. If he's sick and he has to eat, it still bothers him to be Pesach. Why don't you make Kiddush? Still bothers him. The Chodesh same answer should be given. It doesn't matter that you happen to be sick. The bottom line is this particular day was mufka from any chiyuv of suda or of kiddush and goodbye. That seems to be the best. That's what the Rosh Hashanah said in answering this question. Adkan.
I mean, it's kazayas just stam. It's not kazayas joking day. If he was pras.
You want to know what's the chiyuv of suda?
Because if it's kazayas in token day and chilas pras, so then chatzis shir won't help you.
What do you mean by that?
Because once you have a kazayas, then it's already Rish Lakish is more than kazayas to a raisa.
No, on Yom Kippur this year is kosevis.
Right.
Ah, that's what a trick. That's bigger than a kazayas. Rabosai, there's an interesting, Rabbi Kiveg has another comment, a final comment. So Rabbi Kiveger has an additional comment about this bracha levatala problem, which is raised by the Magen Avraham. He said, what kind of bracha levatala? He's not going to be making kiddush until the day, and in the day, when he makes his bar peregrafen, what kind of bracha levatala? What bracha levatala? That is not found for some reason in this version of Rabbi Kiveger I have in front of me, but in the one that I have in the Big Shulchan Aruch. You know, the Machon Yerushalayim, they quote it. And the back, they quote a question from the Sefer Taras HaKodesh. I'm not sure what Taras HaKodesh is, but the same question was raised by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the same tshuva. Anyone in the room should also ask the same question. Let's chazer again. The Magen Avraham says, I'll read the Magen Avraham again. Al kolponim en tzor lekadesh, teshlochosh lebrocha levatol. That you certainly cannot do. It's a chshash brocha levatol. Frankly, b'kiveger, but by day, all you make is bar peregrafen, and you're drinking the wine. What kind of bracha levatala? What kind of bracha levatala? Nu, Rabosai, nu? Come on. You should all be jumping up and down. Yes, against the Kivega, yes?
If you don't eat wine.
What does that mean?
You're a cholo who doesn't eat wine.
Now we're assuming to the guy. That's another good question. The only time you make kiddush on Yom Kippur, the doctor says you have to have fruit juice. That's very good for you because it takes care of your dehydration problem and of your nutrition problem. So you get out of it. Apple juice, orange juice, grape juice. Doc, you said grape juice? Come again? Oh, great. They'll make kiddush. They're going to have extra. You're right. They're going to have extra wine and grape juice. That's for sure not. But you have to have it anyway. Her boy is saying, how come you're not asking me this question? You should all be jumping up and down. Nobody? I'm disappointed. The Gemara says in Masech L'Shach, in Pesach, you learned the Gemara. A person didn't make kiddush Friday night. What does the Gemara say? Mekadesh sholeh kolayom kulo. This fellow presumably did not make kiddush kol nidre night. Why not? Because he's not that sick. Most people have a dehydration problem. The doctor tells them start drinking in the morning. You already drank a whole day of Yom Kippur. You have to drink again at night. Most usually not. Then when you wake up in the morning, can I start drinking? Fine. But the Gemara says, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you gotta make the entire Kiddush Shabbos day, not just Bar Pregafen. You gotta make the Kiddush Shabbos as well. So this fellow who was sick and he has to start drinking on Kippur morning, what do you mean? Rabbi Kiveg says you only make a Bar Pregafen. That's not true. You make Bar Pregafen with a whole Nusach Atzir Hashem, Bacha Bonu Mikolom, Batit Lanu, Biyayom Biyavo, Hashem, Ba Kippurim Hazeh. What the Mikra Kodesh, what you were throwing in there? The Ava Mikra Kodesh, it's Shabbos. Zeich Alitzias Mitzrayim. Baruch Ata Hashem, the Kadesh, HaShabbos Yisrael, V'yom HaKippurim. What? I don't know. We don't say by Kiddush. What do we say? By Kiddush Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? I forgot. What we made Kiddush this Wednesday night. What did we say? Well, HaKolos we said, right? Did we? I don't remember anymore. Whatever said I said, that's what I said. Okay. Shows that my memory is pretty bad. Whatever it is, whatever the chasim will be, it'll zayin a zayin. Hard, Baruch Ata Hashem. Melech HaKolos? No, I don't remember my mom's in front of me. Whatever it was I said. Why would I come to it? But whatever the chasim will be, it's going to be with the whole 9 yards. But Rav is right. What is the Rabbi Kiveger talking about? The Taras HaKodesh, I don't know what it is, it's back of the Machon Yerushalayim, the Oyakim Lefarashim, Ezra Kasha, and the Hartzvi Ezra Kasha. He gives an interesting Taras Hartzvi. Listen to this Taras. We spoke at the very beginning about the question, what's the nature of the din of Kiddush Bayom? Is it Tashlumin or is it Ikas Mana? Remember that? That was at the very beginning. He says, well, you know what? The Rabbi Kiveger is assuming there's a din of tashlumin. And maybe there's no tashlumin in this case. Why not? Because Friday night, you weren't chayiv. Why weren't you chayiv? Because finally the doctor said you can fast. So the doctor said you can fast and it's Yom Kippur, there's no chiyuv. So if you're going to make the bracha of the Mekadosh Yisrael Yom Kippurim Shabbos morning when you eat, it's inappropriate. So therefore, Mekiveg assumed that even the Magen Avraham who suggests you make Kiddush Yom Kippur Shabbos Yom Kippur in the morning, it's just bar prayer gov. Fascinating suggestion, quite remarkable. That seems to be what Rabbi Kiveger is assuming, and the Magen Avraham says not that way. Magen Avraham says, look, it says in Shulchan Aruch we know the Nuchas Kiddush Echad Shogeg Echad Meis. If he passes, it's not that Shlomin. Zikur is not. Rabbi Kiveger's question presumably be predicated on the assumption that there's Tashlomin and there's no Tashlomin in this particular case. Why? Because you were not chayv at night. Why? Because you were healthy at night. You didn't have to drink yet. Atkan, the additional to Rabbi Kiveger. Atkan. Good. We spoke a little bit. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't make kiddush if someone is sick. But it's very important to emphasize whoever is sick, they should eat, and they shouldn't. As a doctor, you have to eat, you have to eat, and you shouldn't be a wise guy to try to start the fast. If it's an aveira to fast, the fast doesn't count. And if the doctor says you have to eat, you have to eat. That's all. Consult the rav. Make sure the doctor is a responsible doctor. Some doctors make up things that they think that nobody should fast. No pregnant woman should fast. That's what many, many OBGYNs say. No, you can't, not out of fast. The doctor's Jewish. His mother fasted when she was pregnant with him. And then he came out okay. So I get kind of, because the answer is that his mother's doctor didn't have to worry about malpractice. That's what changed. Yeah. Medicine didn't change. Malpractice changed. That's Rabbi side. Anyway, but if the OBGYN says that you, my lady, you have to eat. Why? Because you have condition A, B, or C. That's a different story. Now you have to listen to the doctor. But the doctor says, all pregnant women have to eat. It's Talmud Ramishnah. We don't pass in that way. It's not true historically. They've been fasting and without ill effect. The only effect, of fasting on Kippur, again, on a statistical range. I'm not discussing anything which is off the chart statistically. The only effect of fasting Yom Kippur for perfectly healthy women who have no other signs of anything wrong is a greater incidence of birth if you're in the ninth month, the day after Yom Kippur. The most popular day of birth in Sheri Tzedek is Motzoi Yom Kippur. My father, Zichron, was born in Motzoi Yom Kippur. So I'm sensitive to this birthday. And apparently that's the most common birthday in Eretz Yisrael of the year is the day after Yom Kippur. Sure. But the study shows that it only applies to women who are in the ninth month. There is no elevated incidence statistically of women who are before the ninth month of giving birth early, which would be somewhat problematic, on Motzoi Yom Kippur. So therefore it seems to me, you talk about people who are worried. Diane Fisher, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was famous. That was probably this last summer. Diane Fisher was the Diane of the Eda Charedis. He paskins like all these doctors. Every pregnant woman has to eat a Yom Kippur. Shiur. No less than a Shiur. Somebody kidding? He printed it. He said, you know, the people have gotten weaker and there's so many miscarriages and early births. We have. But he says, of Diane Fisher, if you go to the ninth month, you have no head. So you see, so if it's the worst case, you'll give birth. So what? You're in the ninth month, it's already safe. That's Diane Fisher's son. I saw another Pesach. Ooh, now my memory is blanking. I saw it, I think it Rabbi Harari Sefer. Called Mikroi Kol Hashem Kim. I think that's where I saw this Pesach. Exactly the reverse of Diane Fisher. He said like this. First 8 months, you should certainly fast. Like we've been fasting since time immemorial. But the ninth month, you have to eat. Why must you eat? Because in case you're going to give birth, you shouldn't give birth in a weakened state of fasting. So therefore, you have to eat in case you do give birth. You have to love Rabbani Yisrael. You got to love him. You got to love these Gedolei Torah. Have a whoop like this. And Ani Hakatan, I follow the coolest of both. The coolest. The coolest in the sense that you allow to fast. Because I'm a brisker, I'm a machir pikuach nefesh, but it's a kula that you're allowed to fast both in the first 8 months for the reason of the other rabbonim, and in the ninth month, like Diane Fisher, It's like, I'm talking about women who are perfectly healthy. As a particular condition, all my statements are null and void. You have to ask your doctor and consult with the Rav. You have to shear him, a shear for those who support. I'll tell you now, it's the week of Yom Kippur. It's a shot glass, which is about 1 fluid ounce. That's less than a shear for both liquids and solids. You're allowed to have liquids and solids together. So that's a shear. And if you have to have a lot, you shouldn't even wait for shear. You should have much more than a shear. I'm now involved, and I've been involved for a number of years, in the campaign to allow diabetics who are balanced in their sugar levels to fast on Yom Kippur. There was a psak, which was somewhat given by Rabbanim. You know, if you're a diabetic, now I fast. Boom, finished. And many diabetics were heartbroken. They wanted to fast. They saw no reason why they shouldn't be fasting. And then the rabbi is not letting them fast, because the doctor said they're not going to fast. So a whole campaign was begun. Again, not all diabetics. A diabetic who's balanced. They have insulin pumps. So the new technology is Baruch Hashem making. No one wants to have diabetes, but you know it's much more manageable than it used to be. But if it's balanced, it's sugar and balance. You should be able to fast. So this campaign began a few years ago, and I was asked to go visit Rabbi Zilberstein. Yitzchak Zilberstein is Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law, and he wrote in his Sefer Shabbos Shabbosom, a whole sefer just about Chol Yom Kippur, a beautiful sefer, that you shouldn't fast with diabetes. So I went to speak to him. I said, I don't see why. I mean, if it's I couldn't give you my whole. I'll write him a letter. So I wrote him a letter. It was the upshot of my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha of 3 years ago. In which I explained that why it should be mutter to fast, and even if it means you have to take blood, very often diabetics, even if they're eating, have to take blood just to make sure that they're in a even keel. But, you know, there's a person thing, gets a little blood out, you put it on a computer chip, boom, boom, boom. So I suggest if you don't have to take blood any more often than you would otherwise, I think it's me as double push. The doctor can fast. Why not? I want to be mechadish. That even if you take blood more often than otherwise, it's still permissible and even maybe required to fast for a whole variety of reasons. One, we spoke about it last year, barichus, that if you do it b'shinui, maybe it's the Rabbana. All the people who are writing about it now are assuming it's the Rabbana b'shinui. We weren't so sure about it. That's because chova lumavir, maybe the melechas machshavas, we spoke about it. I saw one line, I don't believe this, by Weissmandel from Nitra. He had a line in a footnote. He thinks taking blood for the sugar level is a malacha shein atzricha legufa. I may even have one. Some of those things I was carrying around last week to try to figure these things out. No. I have Rabbi Weiss's sugar. Rabbi Osher Weiss, one of the real gadol of our time, writes, and this is a complete turnabout from 2 years ago, Borali kashemesh shecholim rabim b'sakeres n'urim. Juvenile diabetes. It means type 1. You call them out to Yom Kippurim, Vani Makiri Shit, Rabbi Me'ele Shel Behora Ati, Samim Tocha De Pikuach U'ma'akava De Arofim Amakirim Osim Amadrichim Osim Le'orach Kol Hashan. You have to have a doctor that's on top of the case. Experiment on Tisha B'Av. See how the body reacts. Because then, on Tisha B'Av, you can take blood as a whole, as much as you want. He says, if fasting on Kippur would require more taking of blood, yotza schara behefseido. Why? Hotzoas dam is a malacha tzricha legufa against Rabbi Weissmandel. And it's worse than itzachat yishir of achil v'shir. Because blood is not according to most poskim, it's in tzilas neshama, as it's saying, you know, mashu is a derais. But, he says, if your doctor's following you carefully, and you fast Tisha B'Av, right, we can do as much tests as you want with no problem. They can fast Yom Kippur without any more testing of blood than they do on it every day. Apiaskamas and Rofe. So his bottom line is also good. You know, he doesn't agree with my last Akuda. My last Akuda is based on a combination of doing a Bashinui. I mean, why does that relate to Shini issue? Maybe all that Shini would be also for Chaval. He just doesn't relate to it. And I also suggested at the time, for those who have to do at least one bedikas dam in any event on Yom Kippur, every 24 hours, even if they're eating. So it's better to do an additional Nitna Yom Kippur Lidochos Eitzel Isa Chavala, not Isa Achila. It's based on a Rashash in Masech the Yuma, a whole story. I'm not going into all the details right now. I spoke about it a little while ago. So this is Rabbi Weiss. Rabbi Weiss Mandel, added a few letters to the name, he had, for some reason, it's Ein Shira L'Gufa. Why is Ein Shira L'Gufa? So presumably, he holds a lumpus. I don't need the blood. You know, there's a new technology now. You know about it? They don't have to take any blood. They put through some kind of a test, like some kind of an MRI type of test. They put your finger in and tell us that from the outside how much sugar there is in your blood. Now it's prohibitively expensive to do that. Mr. Shem, in a few years, we'll have to stop, you know, taking blood. It hurts. It pinpricks, I mean, a little bit. It's messy. So you have to just put your finger in some kind of a, like you do in the airport, you put your finger in, you get a fingerprint, they'll be have a way to do like that. They'll put a gizmo, put your finger down, and they'll tell you what your blood sugar is. You don't think any. But that to me doesn't make it a Dalach Hashem, it's Rikha Legufa. So what? Right now we don't have the technology. We can't afford the technology. Right now I need the blood. So I'm not sure why my wife's mother thinks. I only need the sugar, I don't need the blood. Yeah, but the sugar and the blood is right now one thing. You can't. They're right now indivisible. I don't get it. I thought my wife was right, not my wife's mandel. My wife did not explain why he thought it was the Rikha Legufa. He didn't explain why. Someone wants to call him up. He's listening in, I think it's in Muncie. That's where there's, if I'm not mistaken. Right? So he asked him. Call him up. Look at the Muncie phone book. Why is it entering the Gufa? This is not my topic for right now, but I felt it's important. You may know diabetic. You have to be careful to do the right thing. Right? Maybe eating, maybe fasting, depending on the case. Okay. Everybody got a little bit off base here, but important to John as well. Fine. This is the this Indian. In my second half of my Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, I spoke a little bit about this idea of, you know, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim. We spoke about that person doesn't know what to do. Quoted the Morgan of Rami Asaf Kavona to be Yotze in Kiddush on every Friday night. Quoted the Chassam Sof Benat. I took the same vote I took here, took in my Shul. The result was slightly different. Here in Shia, we have big Lamdonim. So one person raised their hand after Kavana to be yotz. One person raised their hand after Kavana not to be yotz. In my shul, nobody raised his hand. Nobody. They all have Kavana for not blank. I said, well, what did you do last night? I was going to share yesterday. What did you do last night? I said, what did you do yesterday? Friday night. Bonish blank. So I said, Mistama Kavana de Chayodim and Rabbi Sturmbuch. Mona Muzmanis and Rishon and Beis. The Yotzeg. Amech Kulun Tzadikim. You want to do the right thing. So the Halacha is Koveya. I looked at Chassam Sofer's lines of Leib Chacham and Masna and his Chach. The Chayotah's idea of Stom al-Shva, that's a good. So in the second Chayotah, I was speaking about the idea of the beautiful idea of Kodesh, Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bo Betrunya and Briosov. It's the one about the Zorah Dav Gimel. Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot expect us to know if the Mogad Avraham didn't know, the Chassam Sofer didn't know, they all, there's different, it says in the Kohelet, you raise Shemaim, you raise the Kulam, it doesn't work over here. You can't have Kavanah for both. And tonight we spoke about, may not work, the Daraisa, cast hands, we're gonna hold on to our riches. So he is not Kavanah Mistam. Not only that, but the Gemara says the Psachim. We have Psachim in front of us. Let's take a look. Psachim. Get the right down quickly. Open the Gemara, please. Where is the Gemara? End of the third parak. The Gemara says over here, the olam yasak adam the Torah b'mitzvah tafila shalol l'shma shemitok shalol l'shma bo l'shma. Bar Sam, I'm finding Gemara. Sorry, none of it base. Sorry, I made a mistake. None of it base. So at the end of the narrow line. Olam yasek adam b'torah b'mitzvah afilah shlomo shlo lishma shibitok shlo lishma bo lishma. Wow. Frank Tosfos, Tema, Rav himself says in Brachos Yud Zayin, kol osek b'torah shlo lishma not lo shlo nivra. So the Rebbe says, no, it's different. He's not even trying to learn to do it right. Here, no, he wants to do it right. He just wants to be recognized for his greatness, his erudition, his scholarship. She kore rav things of this nature. That should be done. Could be told shalom lishma bolish. But that's Tosfos terms. Now speaking about the nitziv, I quoted two nitzivs. My Ma'ar Mekomos is the second part with two nitzivs and a rabbosh. Those are my three Ma'ar Mekomos that I was talking about in the second half of the drush. The first nitziv was a nitziv in Meshiv Dover Chelik Alam Simon Mem Dalet. We're speaking there about the importance of going to higher and higher levels of Ruchnis, even though we have Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Bobet Trunya Briosa. If you don't know, if you have Kavon, not Kavon, not Kodesh Baruch Hu, no claims against you. But the lashon of the Medrash Rabbah is Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Tircha B'Yosef Ela Kolecha B'Fi Kocho, which means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not expect from you any more than you can provide. That Hashem hasn't expected of you. What could you provide? No one knows. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows. We cannot be judgmental to the extent of saying this guy's a bum, and I'm much better than this guy, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. Person is judged based upon his averus and his chuyos, but only Hashem can measure. Why? Only Hashem knows how big an averus, how big a mitzvah is. Only Hashem knows how big the challenge is, what your yetzaharas are, what your circumstances are, what's going on in your head. We can't give final judgment. We can make assumptions, but final judgment is only the Rebbe. So often a Rambam. So I quote from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, and the pasuk we said in the Rishonah so many times, "Bashamayim mimav alorts mitachas." Baal Shem Tov said a chassidish pshat. Bashamayim, in the matters of heaven, should look mimav. Should look at those people who are more observant and more scrupulous and more careful than you are, as opposed to what people usually do. I'm a tzaddik. Look at that guy. I'm a bigger tzaddik than him. So maybe I'm God's gift to humanity. No. That's miskaved b'klon chaveru. You have to look at someone who's on a higher level and strive to be on a higher madrega. And you dare not look at that person with scorn or contempt because, you know, you reached a higher level of ruchnias or shmiras or mitzvahs or liban ha-torah or whatever it may be. Very nice you reached a higher level. Good. That other fellow doesn't have your kishrenus in learning. Maybe doesn't have your background in yeshiva. Maybe it's a family dynamic problems. Maybe he has psychological problems. Who knows what? When I added to pride ourselves that we're on a higher level than someone else, that's a terrible mistake for a person to make. Terrible. But I went further than that and said that a person shouldn't even somehow think that he's right and everyone else is wrong who is serving Hashem in a different way. That's a nativ in the Meshiv Dovah, Chelik Alas and Mem Dalet. He said that the Bayis Sheni was Chorev because people, there was Prushim and Stukim, and the Stukim were in fact non-believers. And if by non-believer, at least in the old days, the more readable of Alan, we have to eliminate them. But what happened would be, a person would see somebody else who did a certain Aveiro, had a different Derech, and instead of reacting appropriately, I take the easy way out. He's a Tztuki, more readable of Alan. So there was Mamash, as he put it, Shvichas Damim, they did the Shem Mitzvah, which was really an Issa Daraisa of Ritzicha. They got it all crazy. They had it all wrong. Says the Nitziv, that's what caused the Churban HaBayis. And the same thing exists in our day, he says. Remember, the Nitziv was writing 1,800 years after the Churban. And the same thing is still in our day. His people see a person, is his quote, a different Derech and Avodas Hashem. Believe it or not, a different Derech and Avodas Hashem. And I think it's wrong. So say the guy is a Tzduki, and I'll be right of him, and Chas Hashem will be. They'll be right from Zazab, but Dimayan Kozev. They're all Shem Shemayim. Jihad. Right? It's crazy. You should look under the Tziv. It's worth looking inside. Every word there in the Tziv is holy. To be so careful not to make that mistake. That's Makam Sagula. It's causing Churbanus in our day. To be so careful. That was the first Tziv I quoted. But then I quoted a second Tziv. The Tziv is found in the Kriya Satorah Yom Kippur. And on the pasuk, Asher Yas also Malam V'Chai Ben. For the Nitziv, he has his own pshat to answer the Steer and Tosfos, the two Gemaras. This Steer and Tosfos, Shveri says, here's the answer. The Gemara in Pesachim we just saw is the Olam Yasok Adam B'Torah B'Mitzvah Finish Shlo L'Shma Shemitol Shlo L'Shma Bol L'Shma Yasok. What does Yasok mean? You busy, literally busy yourself. You're preoccupied. You're in business with the pre-existing Torah or mitzvahs. You're learning the same old Gemara Rashi Tosis. You're performing the mitzvah the same old way as your Baba and your Zayda did it. That's even Shlo L'Shma. It's great. It'll come to L'Shma. But ha'oseh, the Lashon of Gemara Brachos is not oseik, but oseh shelo l'shma, noach lo shelo l'shma. Siv explained in that pasuk in Parshas Achimos, oseh means you mechadesh. Someone who's mechadesh shelo l'shma is noach lo shelo nivra. He's mechadesh in Torah, but he's not trying to get the truth. He's trying to shelo l'shma. He's megale ponim b'Torah shelo kalocha. Somebody introduces new mitzvahs, new customs, new things of this nature. Chalila v'chash shelo l'shma is a disaster. That's the problem we face these days. That there are individuals who are not satisfied with the amech kulam tzadikin, with the tried and true way. Which even if it's v'li kavana, we say it's okay because it's stama lev chachamim master, and it's stama l'shma. And even shelo l'shma not so bad as the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim. No, they're trying new ways, the bar is set much higher. For new things, you have to have a lishma. You can't be shalom lishma. On both sides. It's not enough to have kavanah. There are different levels. Kavanah is one level, lishma is even a higher level. You have to have reached the level of lishma when you're doing new things. And if you're not doing new things, lishma, it's a big problem. I don't want to use the word dog, lishma, it's hard for us to use it about a member of Klal Yisrael, But that's what the Gemara says according to the Pirush and the Tziv. So the problem is, what do you do? What are we supposed to do? Some people say this innovation is great. Some of the innovation is terrible. So what are you going to do now? You can't say v'amech kulam tzadikim. It's impossible. It's av kavanah b'stam. Kavanah b'stam works if you say kiddush. You daven ma'ariv. So what you're doing? But it's a question: if you do X or don't do X, you can't have it both ways. What are you going to do? So I quoted the Pasuk in Parshas Yisroel. Yisroel gives advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, you have to appoint all kinds of different rabbinical figures to judge cases. But Yisroel says, "Hadavar Hagadol Yevir Elech." Something which is a great matter, has to come to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. This is the advice of Yisroel. And again, at the beginning of Parshas Yitzro, I'll look it up. Perek Yitches Pasuk Chavez, the Shafto Son Becholes, the other Shaftim, Dav Ragol Yavio Alecha. A little bit later. Okay. So what happens? What do they do? The Shafto Son Becholes, it's a Dav Rakoshe Yavio Nal Moshe. Chol Dav Rakoton Yishvduhem. Instead, it's a change from Godol to Kosher. The Brisker Rav points out that Godol and Kosher are not synonymous. Godol, the way Yisroel said it, means great. It means of great consequence. It's $1 million case, not $100 case. But they didn't listen to Yisroel. No, what they do? $1 million case. If it's open and shut, we can do it ourselves. Hadavar HaKosher. If it's complex, even if it's $100 case, that's going to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Sai, the issues that we're referring to fit into both categories. They're kosher, they're very, very complex. They're also godol, because they have consequences for way beyond a particular individual or a shul or a community and even our time. It can go on, who knows what? You know, so we have to be so careful making even little changes in the way we conduct our tefillah. The mashal, I mentioned this is one mashal. The reform, which led to the unfortunate decimation of Klal Yisrael and as an observant people, the first thing they did, that's why I was reading the history books, is they cut out Yekum Purkun. What's Yekum Purkun? I want to say, the Arad drove the Bavavel. In those days, it was almost no one in Eretz Yisrael. There were no Jews in Bavavel. Come on, a few. I mean, they cut it out. It's Aramaic. We don't know. It's cut it. That's how it started. I'll tell you how it ended. The descendants of those people are almost overwhelmingly not Jewish. They're intermarried by now. It's a shrek. You have to be so careful. Even a small change has to bring it to Moshe. It's So we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. No, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately. It'll come W.O.B. Yisrael Kamoshe. That's an article of faith. But you have to do the best you can. You have to bring it to someone who is has the requisite qualifications to be able to answer the Dover HaGadol and Dover HaKasha to the best of his ability. No one gets it right all the time. Nobody. But if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch at the Pasuk of Lo Sasur, he says it applies to every generation. You have to go to the people who are recognized as the preeminent Talmidei Chachamim in the field of Lemaisa. You can have a Talmid Chacham who only learns Kachim, which right, one day he'll be the big expert, Mitzvah Be'er of Yomeinu, but right now, he only learns Kachim, so he's not so proficient in the real world of Halacha. So you need someone who knows the community and knows the facts and knows and has a long view. A long view is critical. That's what Chazal is saying. You have to dimanapik minei churva. You have to have a long view. And that individual has to render a decision on what to be done. And I gave one other mashal. So we had Chasam Sofer. Since I quoted Chasam Sofer, he's the one who said, you have to have kavana. Shelo lotzei, says the Chasam Sofer, when he was confronted with this reformist tent, they quoted his name, Chodesh Osir Ben HaTorah. He has a few tshuvas. He shouldn't change things so readily. He himself made changes. There's a whole scholarly literature on it now. What was the Chasam Sofer about Chodesh Osir, when he did say it, when he didn't say it? Whatever it was, those who followed the Chasam Sofer were in good hands. And those who know, it's amazing. The Chasam Sofer's adherence, perhaps more than any other gadol of that kufa, Chasam Sofer was already nifter. Who? 170 years ago, a long time ago. But his school is still from. I mean, those who followed, his descendants are come out all from, and there's the people who follow that school of his. Nothing is perfect, but they retained tremendous adherence to Mesorah. That was his idea. He was Niftim and Ola, and the next person that perhaps was an unbelievable statue was a Heliger, Chofetz Chaim, who for a century, he lived in perhaps the most tumultuous century of Jewish history leading up to the Holocaust. He was Niftim from the 1830s to the 1930s. In that 100 years, I mean, we don't like to talk about it. We like to be nostalgic and romantic about, you know, Klai Yisrael, it was never Hitler came, and he destroyed all those people who, until Hitler came, everybody was sitting there with a strimble and a black hat, and was that. The sad fact is that in the 100 years of the Chofetz Chaim's life, it was basically downhill, unfortunately, in terms of the fall off in the religious observance in that 100 years was mind-boggling. And percentage-wise, mind-boggling. I'm not a historian. It could have been. I could look it up, and I don't know if this is right either. But maybe it was some of the ones who were right. It could have been, in that 100 years, a 50% drop-off. I'm not saying for sure it wasn't. Could have been. That means a good half of Klal Yisrael that were from an 1830 were not from a 1930, percentage-wise. I don't know. It went from what, X to Y. Whatever. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's an overstatement. I don't know. But it was certainly a tremendous drop-off in that century. Terrible. And the Chofetz Chaim was, you know, fighting to the best of his ability, and he writes, you read his ksavim, he's writing and writing and writing, and don't leave Taras HaMishpacha, and don't leave Shabbos, and these things which were taken for granted in most parts of Europe, you know, certainly until the Enlightenment, until the, we'll say, 1780s, or half 50s before the Chofetz Chaim's birth, approximately. So it started going down in the first 50, and then it's cascaded the next 100. Sad facts, but it's a real fact. You have to be aware of this. We just read yesterday, Zachor Yamos Olam Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor. You have to know. But the very next sentence says, Shal Avichav Yagedcha Zekenechav Yomolach. You have to know, in contending with the problems of Dor V'Dor, you have to answer the Avicha and the Zekena, the greatest Chacham of the Dor. So as I've often said, the greatest revolution of the 20th century in Jewish life, and there were many unbelievable revolutions. The greatest single one, Lanias Daiti, was the change from women being completely uneducated to be completely educated. It went from, not quite, almost from 0 to 100. Really? Almost from 0 to 100. It was almost 0 and became almost 100. And who was the one who encouraged this change? The Heiliger Chofetz Chaim. Chodesh Osir Ben HaTorah. The facts change. The facts change. Before the Chafetz Chaim's time, the women would live in their parents' home and they get married at a young age, go straight from the father and mother to the husband, and that additional sophistication of the outside world was considered dangerous. We're not going to the tiflus, we're not going to the whole issue, we're not going to the befrat, not Iranian right now. But when they started getting married later and moving out of the house and being in the city, it was at the churban. And the lady named Sarah Schneer, she realized this, so she came to try to fix it by making schools. So I've said before, she went to the Belzer Rebbe, she was a Belzer Chassid, and her brother said, you have to go to the Rebbe before you're doing this, and the brother was sure the Rebbe would say, no, this is a revolutionary, a Chassidim, kidding? And the Rebbe said two words instead of no. He said, b'mazel lebroch. Those two words changed the world. Changed the world. And she went to the Gerer Rebbe and the Chafetz Chaim, and they gave her written, effusive endorsements. That's the time when you have to, L'shem Shemayim, there will be L'shem Shemayim in these people. So that's when you make a change. But if you fail to that test, never, we don't have the Chavetz Chaim either anymore. We don't have. So we have a privilege in this country to have for 50 years Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, who was known as a Pesach Mefursim, who was, some people who saw him said they reminded of the Chavetz Chaim, and his Tzidkus, and his Goynus, and his Anivus. So, my third marker was the first page of Yigas Moshe, his Akdama, to the first volume. Rav Moshe writes, no, I'm asking, she answers Shailas, I don't know if I should have written the Sefer to begin with, because the other people came before me, had different psokim, different things. He said, you know what? We're required to paskin as we see fit. But there are a few preconditions. The precondition is he has to study the Shasu Poskim Kefi Kochum. And obviously, you have to be completely proficient with Shasu Poskim. But if you don't know the whole Shas and then have something with the Poskim, so you just shoot from the hip, you're not going to get it right. But you have two additional prerequisites for immersion. It says he repeats it 2-3 times in that Akdama. One is Yerushalayim. You have to be God-fearing with the capital letters. And two, Kovod Rosh. You have to take it very seriously. You have to look at what the ramifications are going to be for now and for later, for here and for elsewhere. You get maybe a passage from the hip. So if you want to make changes today, even Rav Moshe is not with us anymore, we have to do it with the looking to the Gdolei Torah who have all these prerequisites. I said, I made a comment today, everyone be proficient in Shas Poskim. Just press a button. Everyone in this room, we press a button. We have a screen here, comes on the Bar Ilan, and we all know everything, it's from the internet. So someone who hasn't spent years and years and years, days and nights, as all the dollar that we're describing spent in the Beis Medrash with imbibing the Chochmas HaTorah straight into their bosom, into their dam, into themselves, with their personification learning, he starts playing with buttons. I gave an example. It's like someone who practices medicine based on the internet. Never went to medical school, never hovered over with the labs and the tests. Hey, he's on the internet, prescribe this. That's malpractice, Rav Arsai, to say the least. It's the same thing by us. You have to have someone who's, the fact that someone can vary for 100 shuvahs is easy. You press a button, search a word, I get 100 shuvahs. It's totally meaningless these days. You have to have someone who... So that was my third marabakim that I spoke about. And nonetheless, having said the second nativ and Rav Moshe, you have to be mindful of the first nativ. The first nativ tells us that even if a person has a different derech, a different way, which we think maybe is incorrect, and we think it's dangerous even, nonetheless, a person should not be judged as a tzduki if he's not. Last I heard, we still only had 13 Nikri Amunim. Unless you had someone added a new one. Last year, we only had 13. And if a person adheres to the 13 Nikri Amunim, in my view, so he's in the Purusha. And the Purusha means that they're in the big tent. Even though you disagree with them vociferously on certain matters, still, it's a balance, Rabbi. It's not so simple to walk this balance. Yeah, that itself requires big Rabbanu to decide what's in the tent and beyond the tent. That was my appeal. So the safest way is, forgive me the expression, it's the old time religion. Like a person goes with what he had from his parents, from his grandparents, from his rebbeim, with his consensus, the Masorah. That's the safest way. People want to make changes, and we all make changes here and there. It has to be done with the requisite leadership. So Moshe described it, someone who was a knows shas and pulse, not from a computer. He knows it the real way. And he has the COVID Rosh Nirashamayim. Okay. But failing that, we look at askance at changes in our anhagas, even as we try to treat with respect individuals who don't share that same fear. The kitzur nimitz, as we spoke about part two of the Shabbos Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Rabbi Say, I told you that you would have hanog gedola if you spent some time over Yontif looking at the Rav Shir on bringing Kiddush and Avdol. Anyone have a chance to look at it? I was afraid of that. You were so busy doing tshuva. And then and davening and saying tilim, which is a minig of Rosh Hashanah, that you just didn't quite get a chance. Okay. Let me go back to here the Sefer Shirum Zech Abba Morizal. This is the Rav's Yortzeh, the Likud of his Yortzeh Shirum. I'm going to tell you some things which we didn't get a chance to talk about last week, which are really so beautiful. The Rav Zechrono Livracha was talking about Kiddush as being related to the Suda Shabbos. If you recall, there are two halachas in Shabbos, typically bris two halachas. There's the Shabbos of Issa Malacha, the Shabbos of Shomer, and then there's the Shabbos of Kovel Ve'onig and Kiddush, of Zohar, and the Kiddush B'Tfila relates to the Kedushas Issa Malacha, and the Kiddush Alakos relates to the Kedushas Kovel Ve'onig, as we explained at some length, and our jump start for it was Kiddush Rav. The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid, is that real Kiddush? Because every Suda requires its own Kos of Yayin to be Koveon. And I even Shalosh Shuddis, called the Rambam, we had all Arichas about Shalosh Shuddis, even though it's not nothing before, it could be in the middle. It might still have a status of Kiddush, as some Rishonim said, the Farish Pshat and Rambam. Okay. And the Ravid says, no, one Kiddush at the beginning that takes care of all three meals. So he's Koveon them, as it were, as Sudos of Shabbos. And the Rista Rav explained the din, according to one opinion, believe it or not, of Tom Eno Mekadosh. The more we have in Kuvva, but earlier, how can that be? A person, even though a person was Toim, even if he's Toim before davening, which is a really intrinsic violation, before Shachris, not going to say Eno Mespalel. So the Rav explained that the whole essence of Kiddush is the initial food that's consumed when Shabbos comes in, both at night and when you wake up in the morning. So that should be the initial consumption of food. It should be the yayin of Kiddush. So therefore, if you already had something else earlier, you blew it. You lost that dimension of Kiddush. We happen to pass, even though you blew it, you did an aveir of eating before Kiddush, but you don't throw the whole baby out with the bathwater. You're not saying you don't have to throw out the whole Kiddush completely. We pass and you do make Kiddush, but the evidence you were toying. But even that mandama maintains that you blew one dimension of it, namely having the Kiddush being the first te'ima of the time period, night or day. That's why we can make Kiddush ala pas, because all essence of Kiddush is to usher in the meal. So ideally it should be with wine. If you like wine, bread better, according to Rav Rishonim, you make it ala pas. You make it ala pas. The last thing we spoke about before we ran out of time, before Shoshana, was the idea of the machlokas and the kuf. Three opinions. What happens if your meal takes you right into Shabbos? What do you do then? According to Rabbi Yossi, you keep right on going. According to Yehuda, you bench, start again. According to Shmuel, poros matla mekadosh, right? What's the machlokas? So the Rav explains so beautifully. The idea is as follows. According to Yossi, whatever you eat is going to be basa tchilos, it's called the sudas chol. So you can keep going, and then you bench, and then you'll start making kiddush and start the sudas shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Once the Shabbos starts, it's going to be labeled as a Suda Shabbos automatically, and you have to therefore bench and start all over again to make sure you're making Kiddush before the Shabbos Dikur meal begins. And Shmuel holds fundamentally like Rabbi Yehuda, but instead of having to bench, it's enough to be Poros Mappa and then start again in the middle of the meal the Suda Shabbos. It's called Shabbos Kova Nafsha. We'll get to that a little bit later today. Siyata Dishmaya. On this basis, the Rav explained, as we left off on before Yontif, for Rosh Hashanah, that the Te'ima is so important. The Shtia, that's what's necessary to be Koveya, the Suda is a Suda Aliyah. And others call Kosher Bracha, it's a Kosher Bracha. The only reason you have to drink, the way we put it in our language, is Gnayo Lakos. But fundamentally, you know, The drinking, not so critical. Comes to Kiddush, it's more critical. What are the riots? Number one, the Shemitah Gaonim. We saw in Siman Reish, Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudalit, the Mekadosh himself has to drink, as opposed to a different kosher bracha, it's enough for somebody else to drink. And he quotes an amazing quotation over here. I'll give it to you. If you want to look it up, page Kuf Tetzvav, again in the original edition. Shamati Pam Me'adoni Avi Mori Hagon Achosit Moshe Soloveitchik Shem Adon Avi Abizkeni Rabbeinu Agoda Rab Chaim Ki Birchas Boer Pragofen Mahava Chelik Bilti Nifrat Shal HaKiddush Uklula B'marechas Baruchos Birchos HaKiddush Kula. It's amazing. If somebody made Kiddush and didn't make Boer Pragofen, Lo Yotze. Drop it out of bro. Because I would have said on my own, he's Yotze Kiddush. He's over in Yisrael, Oslan, Almazel, and Abracha. No, you have to make a bar per gofen, otherwise, you're not Yotze. Unbelievable, Psak. He quotes here in the name of Reb Chaim. Now, this is a very rare case, but a much more common case. Somebody walks in late to Kiddush. It could easily happen, right? The guy starts by a chulu, in front of that, bar per gofen, and the door opens, somebody walks in. What's it then? So there's a Sefer HaParis, the Rashi, who says if a guy walks in just before Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, Yotze. He missed Bar Pragofen. He missed Bar Minim Samin. He missed Bar Mireish. He walks in, Yotze. So the Rav quoted from Reb Chaim, and I haven't seen it in this particular... talks about Abdul in the middle of a meal. It also goes from the Sefer HaParis. But the apparently, again, I'm not an expert in Sefer HaParis. If you show it to me, I think it's there. If you walk into the middle of Abdullah, as long as you hear the whole bracha, Amad Mekosh Chol, you don't say. And the Rav, I believe, quoted from Reb Chaim, I don't see it printed here. And my kid, it's not true. If you walk in the last minute, you're not Yotze. You have to borrow for a gofen. I mean, that's what in effect what he's saying over here. Here's a case where guys are crazy case. It's going to be over. It's over. Doesn't make sense. But my case is very common. He walks in after Bar Pragofen Vayichulu before he starts the real Kiddush. So even though Sefer HaParis may have done it through the woodwork, but by Kiddush, I believe the Rav said that maybe it's one of the Ksavim somewhere. I don't know where exactly. Maybe it's even in here. I'm dismissing it. You would not, in fact, be Yotzi. With this, the Rav explained the opinion of the Arz Aruah. He just quotes from an anonymous Rishonim. Take a look at Rav Bosi and Tosfos here. Tosfos is in Masechta Psachim right over here. Tosfos in a few places. Let's open up, please. It's a Yerushalmi, which Tosfos quotes. Tells the Tosfos where Kuf Gimel Rav Ashi. Okay. Uvishami now here is Uvishami. Uvishami in the second line. Now may come out in his list of Shabbos about yo ain't tzorach b'kiddush. Why? Because he already did it. He already had wine earlier. So the question becomes, are we passing this way or not? The Shulchan Aruch passed like this, Yerushalmi. But there was a Ruah, it seems to disagree, and assume that the Yerushalmi goes, or Bosai, like Rabbi Yossi, that he can go straight. But according to the way we pass in the Poros Mabon Mekadosh, you require a new Boer Pragofen. Why? Because that's Kiddush. Kiddush is only it's only with Baruch Pragofen. Only Baruch Pragofen. You may remember that Amiri we had? Who remembers Amiri? The Amiri said if someone has no wine, you make Kiddush anyway. What's his Raya? And this is Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says, you don't make a Baruch Pragofen. Pilei Ploim, you don't make Baruch Pragofen, you already made it 20 minutes ago in a regular cup. So we saw in the same Kodesh Elulim, so you saw that the wine, you see, it's the Baruch Pragofen is intrinsic. So since Yerushalmi says, you can live without it. So you can actually make kiddush with no wine at all. That's what that sheet holds. And we presumably hold the other way around. We pass, and you have to have wine. Without the wine, it doesn't have a din of a kiddush al kos, and you couldn't make the bracha at all. You can't have a. That's kach tikkun chachamim. Anyway, this is the issue. This is the issue. Fine. And the Rav went further than this. I'm giving you some highlights with such beautiful Torah over here. There's the next few pages. This is Kuf Tezvav. The next couple of pages. Kuf Tezayin, Yudzayin, he goes to a whole other thing, which is a separate shiur. I mentioned this briefly last week. Why is it the person forgot to make a bracha, forgot to say Ritzei, you have to go back. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you don't go back, and the other if you do go back. Well, it explains, why should that be? You have to say Yalav Yavo, even Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But Likuva, only in Anyot. Where does double level come in? And even Shabbos, we pass in since Shalashud is called the many, you don't have to have bread. If you forget Ritzei and Shalashud, you don't go back. You have to say Lechatchila. Where does this come from? Rabbi, are an amazing pshat. I'll read it to you. Ein tols for birchas hamazon mechayeves es hamavarach lavzo. No. It's only by tefillah, not by birchas hamazon. No. We don't have to go back. So why have to go back? Listen to this. B'chol v'asudas Shabbos b'yontif ner ma'alocha b'fnei atzma shal birchas hamazon b'tziruf hazkoras kushas hayom. Kloma. Chiyuv suda b'shabas miskayim are the achilas pas va'amiras birchas hamazon v'kdushas hayom achareon. If someone eat a meal and not bench, it wouldn't be yotz. Achilas shnefer for the room. That's not much of going back. He didn't bench at all. No, shayot. So therefore, what is he saying over here? Amazing chiddush. So therefore, on Shabbos and Yontif, you have to have a suda. If you don't say Ritzei al v'yavo, you're not yotz to the suda. That's why you have to go back and say it. Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, you don't have to go back. There's no chiv of suda. So it ends up that it's like a sandwich. A sandwich, what? Every suda Shabbos, you have to have kiddush before it, and benching, you would say al v'yavo after it. It's a whole beautiful mahalach that the Rav has over here on these pages in the same shiur. Memeler of Osai. The coast of Birchas HaMazon is connected to suda Shabbos. Right? What's his raya? Interesting raya. On Pesach night, we have four cups over four different brachos. What are they? Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel. So the Rav explained, listen, Kiddush, Haggadah, and Hallel are clearly related to Pesach. Right? By definition. But benching? I bench tonight. It's a quirk. It happens for that Pesach night. So no, the benching on a Yontif night or a Shabbos, not just a quirk. That's what's necessary to be Mekoveya Leachareo, the Sudas Yontif. Wow. And the truth is, even during the week, it's connected to the Suda which came before it. After all, according to one opinion, if a person, interesting, take a look, open the Shulchan Aruch, if you have it in front of you. Reish Ayin Aleph Sivvav. Everyone has the Mishnah Berurah? Open up. I want to, I guess not too early to remind everybody that Blin Nedar, we're going to finish this Yom this week. Whatever, but we go. After Sukkot, we're starting Hilchos Pesach. So make sure you bring in, after Sukkot, you have to bring in Mishnah Berurah, like, hey, and Aruch Hayim Hilchos Pesach, because we're going to, I'm going to give you enough advance notice. That's going to be quite away from that. What does that mean? How many weeks from now is that going to be? 3 weeks? So I think 3 weeks from tomorrow we resume after we finish on Thursday. So you have enough time to gather your forces to bring in these two svarim, Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Hay, and Aruch Hayim, Logan Avram, Hilchos Pesach. It's going to be very important. And anyway, back to where I want. Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Vov. Im Gomar Sudaso Vekidish Alavayom Shabirach Birchas Hamazon. Mavarach Birchas Hamazon al Kol Shrishim V'achakach O Mekidesh Hayom al Kol Shein. Okay, very nice. Yesh machloka, says the Rama on the fifth line. Im yitol mikol shel birchas hamazon kodem shikadosh shomikadosh shikadosh. How can it be? How can anybody say it? We pass into us a little on kodem kiddush. What's going on? How can it be? Zok mishnah berurah lamed aleph. V'lo chashiv toem kodem kiddush. The words of a farish. Shem derakol shayach lesuda shahaya kodem chovas kiddush. What does that mean? It belongs to the previous meal. Quotes from the Gra. You see, it's a weekday meal. It's a plain Friday. The benching belongs to the previous meal. There's even a one sheet that it maintains, believe it or not. If a person makes is kosher bracha, birchas hamazon is tohen bracha, you make a bar pregaf. And there's one sheet that it holds, no need to make an alagaf or a pregaf. That's really, believe it or not. How can that be? The answer is no, it's kicked back to the, as if it was that before benching. It's connected to the benching. Somehow it works in advance of benching. That's mind-boggling, but the sheet exists. So this is the Rav's Mahalach in this whole Inyan. Quite a very beautiful, beautiful Mahalach. I think it's a really beautiful Mahalach. Naramosai. We have the following Shaila. There's a Gemara called Anav Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's take a look at the Gemara. It was on the Maram Akomas from Ambal. We haven't really gone into it. Belina Tamadu Maram Akomas, right? Kishon Rokum Suda, okay? That's the way I'm believing that. All right, everyone's ready? Okay, believe that. But on Kuf, Zayin Amud Aleph is a whole discussion of something called Chamar Medina. What does Chamar Medina mean? The wine of that country. Right? Medina is a country. Chamar Medina. There's a whole arichas in poskim. Does it work? Does it not work? Yes or no? Does Chamar Medina work? May you use it instead of wine? Or may you not work? Or does it not work? Different opinions. I'm trying to give a short way for you to look it up and see what some of the opinions are about Chamar Medina. The Rambam Paskins, just to save time, the Rambam Paskins, as you can see it in the back, Chamar Medina Hu, Avdol, etc., etc. So you can use Chamar Medina for Avdolah. Rambam Paskins, Chamar Medina works for Avdolah, but not for Kiddush. And not for Sheva Brachos. Other cultural brachos, such as Abdullah, it works. What's Pshat? What kind of compromise is this? So my Rebbe explained, it's really serious, that same. Explains why it's so. You can look this up on page Kuf Yudches. We'll look it up. One of the seven questions at the beginning of the Shia. Why the Rambam holds that Chamar Medina works by others? Kosel Shabrocha, but not by Kiddush or Birchas Hamazon Sheva Brachos. Why? Explain like this. If the Kosel Shabrocha is a Chalos Shem Su'uda, Shenikbas Yalkos Zeh, Ein Ol Yayin. We know your Koveh Su'uda Ol Yayin, nothing else works. Beer doesn't work, not Koveh Su'uda on beer, that doesn't work. So Kiddush and benching with Sheva Brachos, so therefore it has to do with the Su'uda, you have to have wine. Havdalah and Birchas Erisin, nothing to do with the Suda whatsoever. Nothing. So therefore, you don't have to have wine. You can use Chamar Medina. Gvaldik. Right? And it's finally leads us to a, on this page, to an issue of Chavilos, Rebosai. Let's take a look at the Gemara about Chavilos, and of Kuf Beis, Omud Beis. Kuf Beis, Omud Beis. In the sixth line, I know the mitzvah is chavilos. So you cannot make two kedushas on one kos. Adi Gemara asks, you have yak nahas, we know yain kish ne'av dal hazman. So the Gemara says like this: Ela, last four lines, havdala v'kiddush chada milsehi v'chaz amazin v'kiddush trei mili ninu. So what does the Gemara say? Havdalah and Kiddush is one, and Birchas Hamazon, and therefore you can make it on one cup, Yak Nahas. Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush is two, and therefore it's no good. What does Rashi explain? Kiddush Avdolah Chodah Milsi, the Tarvaya Mishum Kedushas Yom Tov Ninu. Right, they both connect the Yom Tov. One is Kiddush, one Avdolah Ma'alah Mekodesh Lekodesh. Right, and then Avdolah Tov Yomet Kedushas Yom Tov. Okay, so it's okay. As opposed to what? Benching and Kiddush, not. Why not? Says the Rashban. Why benching and Kiddush, not? Is there a Rashban? Well, it's sort of self-explanatory that benching and Kiddush are two different things. They're simply two different things. They're not nothing to do with each other, right? Benching is all week long. Kiddush is only on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Nothing to do with each other. A simple level. Let me ask you the unanswered question, Rav Osai. Benching and Havdalah. Abaisai, we have two cases in the Gemara. Little statistics here, a little arithmetic. You have benching, you have Kiddush, Havdalah, and benching. What? How many twos can they form? Three, right? A little arithmetic, right? There could be Kiddush and Havdalah. There could be Kiddush and benching. And there could be benching and Havdalah, right? Those are the So two of the Gemara discusses, right? Kiddush and Havdalah is okay, and Kiddush and benching is not okay. What about the third one, benching and Havdalah? What would you say? Two separate things? For sure it's no good. That's what I would have said. Rambam says it's good. How can that be? How's it possible? How can that be? If the pshat is that they have to be related, there's no connection between Havdalah and benching. It just doesn't fit in. How can it be? So Rav answered beautifully. And also mitzvah chavilas in its original form means the same mitzvah twice. To a mashkin state sotos kiyachas. It's a whole sugya. The mesecta sota of chesam and beis. You can't do two egla rufas together. All the same. Here Rav said there are two separate mitzvahs. So what's wrong with Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon? Why not? It's not the same thing twice. Two different things. So the Rav explained, no, it's a different part over here. You're being koveya the suda on the coast. That makes it a chepta shel mitzvah. It's not right to pile on two shemos shel mitzvah on the same coast shel bro. You have this coast, has to be a coast related to the suda. So we said before, Rav Osai, Kiddush refers to the Suda, of course, the local Suda. And our Kiddush from before was that benching, the kosher benching, refers to the previous Suda. We saw in Mishnah Berurah. That's why you got to eat it before making Kiddush, right? That's why it's no good. Because they both relate to the Suda, and you don't want it to have relate to the Suda. Kiddush and Havdalah, Shanachot and Milsa, doesn't mean that Rashi and Rashbam said the two are basically saying the same thing, the Kiddush of Yom Tov. No! What it means is as follows. Chodah Milsa means only one of them relates to the Suda. That is Kiddush. Havdalah doesn't relate to the Suda. As such, there's no problem with having the same cup to be used for the Suda in connection with the Kiddush aspect. And for Havdalah, which is Stamak Oshad Rokh, not doing the Suda whatsoever. If that's the case, then benching and Havdalah will also be good. Because benching relates to the Suda and Havdalah does not. Adkama Rebbe. Maybe the Rach is right. Look at the Rach. How do you read the Rach? You didn't. Let's read the Rach together. What did the Rach say pshat towards the end of Kuf Beis and Beis? What did he mean? What's it as follows? Kiddush v'avdal t'chol kiddushi. Kloma. Birchas ha-mozen v'kiddush shal yom shtei kiddushi say. U'may shno pirish kiddush ha-yom v'avdal t'arvayu konam achilein kiddush v'birchas ha-mozen Hakiddush kodem achila ubirchas hamazon liachar asuda lefichach shtei kedushas. Whatever he's saying, he's not saying the same as Rashi. It's not the way I read it. Maybe, just maybe, he means my Rebbe's vart. Maybe, again, I can't say it for sure, but maybe he's going in that direction. Maybe. It says in the Gemara, ain't lo shiny. The only time you're allowed to have it together if you have no choice. No, the Rav explained that's only in the. In the beginning, the more I thought, ain't lo shine. Once it's over here, ain't like you have no choice. You have to make them together. It's about the halfway on the page. Ain't no shine. No choice. He only has one cup for both mitzvahs. But once the Malach says Ella rejects what came before. It says if you even the Chatchila, you can have the benching and Abdullah on the same coast. That's what it says. Interesting. True, the Mogen Avraham holds like Rashi, and some enraged Tzadik test, Sivkotin test on the Marbakongs. On that basis, he says if a person is making Abdullah, Rabosai, on Monday night, which is Rosh Hashanah, he fasted 2 days, Sunday and Monday, right? He requires two kosos. He requires two kosos. It's not one of the same thing. Not one of the same thing. Because the Abdullah refers to Shabbos. It has nothing to do with this Yontif. And the Kiddush refers to this Yontif. So you can't say, quote the Rashi, that one kos will suffice. Because only a Madlo Mekodesh Lekodesh, as Rashi said. And here, presumably the same Madlo Mekodesh Lekol, that's what he was chayv to do on Motzei Shabbos. He saw the Bialoch, he said, how can you make Madlo Mekodesh Lekol when now it's Rosh Hashanah? But that's a different discussion. This is what my Rebbe said. But now I'm almost done, not finished yet. There's all one Shia, I want to take a quarter of it. How people sat and listened to it so long and enjoyed it, as we did, is, I guess, a throwback before the short attention span agenda by these things in front of us. Okay, everybody. So back to the Yisra of Te'ima before Kiddush. So we said before, the Yisra of Te'ima before Kiddush is because you want to have the Yayin should be Koveya, the Suda which follows it as the Suda Shabbos. So you want the first thing that you taste in Shabbos should be the wine of Kiddush, nothing before. The problem is, Rabosai, what about Havdalah? We pass on halacha. You're not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah either. It's even one madam that says Tom and Omavdu. Havdalah don't do it a meal. We just said a minute ago. What's going on? So my Rebbe explained based on the Gemara via the Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. Kuf Hei Amud Aleph for both sides. What's the Gemara saying? People who are eating on Friday and they want to know what they should do. But the seventh line, Shabbos Kovo Nafsha. Kishem Shah Shabbos Kovas Lemaiser, Kach Shabbos Kovas Lekiddush. What that means is, no need to bench and start all over again. As soon as it comes in, it's a new meal, so pour it out of Mekadesh. That's a Poshup Shah in the Gemara over here on Daf Kufhei, Amud Aleph, and Mesech the Psoch. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, Kihechid the Kovas Lekiddush, Kach Kovala Havdolah. You have to stop your shalashudis against all the rebbes. Stop shalashudis in the middle of the as soon as it gets dark, and stop by the big rebbes. It just gets started when it gets dark. All the lights are off, and all the rabba, the rabbin, and all the whoa, they reach the highest levels. But according to one man, that might be a party pooper. And you have to bounce with Abdullah. Wow, the besnagat, I guess. So you wouldn't be able to pull this off. But even we non-chassidim. We don't stop Shalosh Shudas as soon as it gets dark. We keep right on going. Right? So we pass in the Kiddush Kovas for Lola Havdalah. What's all the discussion over here? What are they fighting about? So my Rebbe explained as follows. We pass in that on Friday, Shabbos Kovas and Avsha means that the Friday meal was a Friday meal. And then we can start the Shabbos meal. When it gets dark, we start the Shabbos meal, Poros Lava Mekadosh. But on Motzei Shabbos, it's not so clear. According to one opinion, you can keep the Shabbos meal going as long as you want. Keeps right on going. According to the first opinion, no. Gets dark, it's always Shabbos meal. It's now a weekday meal. If it's a weekday meal, what is the rule? The rule is, Rabosai, the same rules by Kiddush. You have to make Kiddush your first te'ima of Shabbos. You have to make Havdalah your first te'ima of Chol. And if it's inappropriate to continue the meal, according to one man, the Amar, because it's a weekday meal, you have to have Havdalah first. We paskin, no. As long as you keep on going, it's not the size of a Shabbos to get a meal until you bench. Now that I bench, I can't anymore until I make Havdalah. Because that's going to be my first tasting, and we'll call it a weekday taste. Meridik of Shah. So what it comes out, Rabosai? Everyone agrees that the Mechayev of Havdalah Lakos is the conclusion of Suda Shabbos. Only fine in the detail. When Shabbos ends and it gets dark, is that an automatic conclusion of Suda Shabbos? So I have to right away stop and make Havdalah? Oh no! you have a right to extend the Suda Shabbos even an hour longer, and then you have to make Avdol until after your bench, after a very lengthy Sudas Shabbos. So the Mechaev of Avdol al Kos is a conclusion of either Suda Shabbos or the time when you are able to make Suda Shabbos. What's the Mechaev of Avdol al Tefillah? When Shabbos ends. The conclusion of Shabbos ended. Not being the case for Bosai, someone who's not eating when Shabbos ends. He's sitting and learning. What's the Mechaev of Avdol al Kos? The time when it's no longer possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Oh, so therefore, from that moment and on, it's prohibited to eat. There's one question against the Sol Shtikl Torah. What about Yom Kippur? Why Yom Kippur? You have to make Avdol al Kos. There's no Mechaev of eating and drinking. That's a good kasha the Rebbe has to get himself. Right. Even this year is Shabbos. Last year, I think it was Monday. You took a cup. Why? Why? There was no Sudas, no nothing. So the Rebbe explained something very interesting. Based on Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubud. You're going to read it on Yom Kippur itself. This coming Shabbos of Olei Ledoa. It's the Haftar of Yom Kippur. You have to have proper clothing. So it's also a allied activity, which goes under the general heading of Kavod V'Onen. All Yom Tov you have to eat and drink at Shabbos as well. But Yom Kippur, just to close, but still the conclusion of the fulfillment of Kavod V'Onen, which is particular to Yom Kippur, which of course is very, very different than all the other Shabbos and Yom Tovim. But nonetheless, it's something of significance. Something of significance. Rabosa. For this reason, the poskim say, but a person, until a person makes Abdullah, he should leave on his Shabbos clothes. Especially come home, rip off his suit. I'm sick of this for 24 hours of suit. Put on my t-shirt, and I'm going to make Abdullah. No. Not right, because he still should be in the Shabbos mode of is against what I call the dress-down Shabbos. The people are putting their Bermuda shorts on before Mincha. I spoke about that already a while back. Yes, I'm sorry.
What about Malach
Malka? That's a different Indian. I'm not sure about Chuyiv. It's a nice Indian. That's also nice. And that's caught a little bit in here in Simon Shin. There's an Indian of Elba. But it's not as important, I should say, as leaving on your Shabbos clothes, at least until you may have done. That's even more important. That's my Rebbe's shot. Beautiful. The Shia is such a beautiful Shia. It covered so many things. I recommend that if you didn't have a chance to read it yet, take it, look through it. It's so many different things. We spoke about so many things just in one Shia. I really gave a very brief synopsis. This is I left out all the seven kashas. I went to the Terutz without the dramatic. That's why it's not a fancy Shia. I said it very dramatically. I'm just saying on a simple level. But nonetheless, the shir is very, very important. So we're going to start tomorrow, hopefully, with Makoros related to Kiddush Malkum Suda, but there are a couple of things which are still, how should I say, leftovers, which we'll discuss also before going into the very important and halacha l'maaseh tikra sugya of Kiddush Malkum Suda. I've also said there are three questions about it. I'll just give three brief questions. What is Kiddush? What is Malkum? And what is Suda? All three are very, very important. And no three can be answered too simply. Okay? So, believe that, I will try to discuss these questions in the upcoming Shira. Okay. So, this week, the regular week, regular schedule, regular time, straight through. I'll make sure that I'm not missing.